know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. And I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
I know why you're here. I know what you have been taught and what you've been believing. I know why you hardly sleep, why you feel alone, and why day after day you sit at your computer in front of your TV. You attend your church. You read your Bible. Searching. You're looking for him. I know, because I was once looking for the same thing. I was looking for an answer. I was looking for the truth. And when he found me, he showed me that the truth has been covered with lies. It has become a mystery. It is the question that drives us, dear kinsmen. It is the question that brought you here to this website. You know the question just as I did. What is the Matrix? The answer is out there, brothers and sisters. It's looking for you, and it will find you if you want it to. This is it. Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. Be humble. Repent, for the reign of Yahweh is at hand. He knows more than you can imagine, and he knows what is on your heart and in your mind. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice. Tumbling down the rabbit hole? I see it in your eyes. You have the look of someone who accepts what you see because you are expecting to wake up. Ironically, that's not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate? Do you believe in free will? Do you believe in divine influence? Let me tell you why you are here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You've felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world, with society, with religions. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you here. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix of Deceit is everywhere. It is the beast system of Mystery Babylon. It is all around us, even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. That you are a slave, dear friend. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, into a prison you cannot see or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Have you ever had a dream that you were so sure was real? What if you were unable to wake from that dream? How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world? You believe that society is relatively normal, that you have freedom, that you are saved because of your faith, or that life is simply running its course, when in fact, it is the opposite, and it is all an illusion. There are many beliefs, but there is only one that is the belief. There is nothing I can say that will explain it for you. You must examine it for yourself. The belief comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. It's time to think outside the beast in this age of Laodicea. The information here, it is a light in this dark and evil age. It is a beacon of truth and a trumpet of warning. This is the main page. This is the core where we broadcast our pirate signal and expose the matrix. The menu is the construct. It's our loading program. We can load anything from scripture to word studies, information, slideshows, links, articles, and videos exposing what they are doing to us, training simulations, anything you need to help you to discern the counterfeit from the real. What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. The world that you know exists now only as part of a neural interactive simulation that we call the Matrix of Deceit. You've been living in a dream world, my dear kinsmen. This deception is why the world is as it exists today. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Take heed that you be not deceived." It was the great dragon, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. We have only bits and pieces of the full picture, but what we know from the beginning is this. When Adam was formed, his wife Eve was placed in the garden and given a clear command not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yet the serpent was cunning, and as Eve began to reason within herself, she marveled at what appeared to be good, though it was forbidden. Her heart was tempted, her thoughts rationalized disobedience, and as rebellion took root, she chose her own way, trusting in her own understanding rather than in the word of God. In that moment, she and Adam lost their garments of righteousness, becoming exposed in their nakedness. The serpent was then cursed to crawl on its belly, symbolizing a life bound to dust, the carnal, self-centered mind enslaved to worldly desires and deception. Later, when their sons were grown, Cain and Abel brought offerings to Yahweh. Abel offered in righteousness, by faith, with blood, as a foreshadowing of true atonement. Cain, however, offered according to his own will, his own way, without regard for the divine pattern. His offering was rejected, and in his jealousy, Cain murdered his brother. Scripture clearly says, Cain was of that wicked one, and his works were evil and his brother's righteous. And so, their third son, Seth, was appointed as a righteous seed, continuing the line through which God's covenant would unfold. It was in this early conflict that the prophesied enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman began, a symbolic battle between the way of obedience and the way of rebellion. From that time forward, the distinction between the children of righteousness and the children of disobedience began to manifest. The way of Cain came to represent the path of those who reject truth and choose lawlessness, wanderers, builders of cities, internationalists, idol makers, and power seekers, who have become oppressive parasites upon the children of God. As foretold, the righteous would be as the stars of heaven, but they would also be resisted by those who walk in the spirit of Cain, envious, ambitious, and estranged from the ways of Yahweh. We also know that Esau, the brother of Jacob, chose to defy his covenantal heritage by intermarrying with the rebellious daughters of the land. Those descended from the ungodly line of Cain, along with various other heathen tribes descended from the sons of Ham and Canaan, who was cursed. By this time, the tribes had multiplied and mingled, forming nations steeped in idolatry, violence, and spiritual corruption. This is why Isaac and Rebekah were deeply grieved by Esau's marriages, for they saw that he had joined himself to those outside the covenant, those who walked in opposition to the Almighty's ways. Through this choice, Esau's descendants inherited a mindset that would later manifest in subtlety and ambition, with the cunning to infiltrate institutions and gradually reshape them, rewriting truth with deception, and blending in virtually unnoticed. They would even call themselves Judah, but they are not. Throughout history, they have been dependent on the Adamic race to survive. Fate, it seems, is not without a sense of irony. The Adamic body, which is made in the image of Elohim, generates more bioelectricity than a 120-volt battery and over 25,000 BTUs of body heat. It is a vessel created to hold the DNA and spirit of the Lord God Almighty. Combined with a form of Christianity twisted to deceive and lead astray, the synagogue of Satan found all the energy, influence, and opportunity they would ever need. Having aligned themselves with systems of power, they no longer needed to conquer by force. They simply repurposed religion, commerce, and culture to serve their aims. And so, the children of Israel, once destined to be the light to the nations, were rebranded as Goyim cattle, commodified, manipulated, and used for the service, pleasure, and profit of their oppressors. Through control of information, money, and morality, the heritage of God's people was systematically erased, their identity replaced, and their obedience redirected toward the very systems enslaving them. There are denominations, endless denominations, over 33,000 of them, where our people are no longer taught the truth, no longer taught who we are and whose we are, no longer instructed in the way, or taught that Jesus Christ is Yahweh our God. When we are born, we are registered as corporations. We are injected with dangerous vaccines. We are poisoned through the air, food, and water. We are governed by these Khazarian Edomite synagogues of Magog, and the traitors of our own people who have joined with them. We are oppressed by the corporations, the bankers, usury, and taxes. Our minds are polluted by relentless media propaganda, false flag events, pornography, educational institutions, bread and circus entertainment, and worthless merchandise. Our children are abducted, sold as sex slaves, and for child ritual murder sacrifices for the vitality in their blood. For the longest time, I wouldn't believe it, and then I saw the evidence with my own eyes. I saw how they brainwashed people into the living dead, so that they would unwittingly continue to spread the untempered mortar of the lies to the living. And standing there, I came to realize the obviousness of the truth by the revelation which was shown to me through the set-apart spirit. What is the matrix of deceit? It is control. The matrix of Mystery Babylon is a beguiling, generated dream world built to keep us under control in order to change the Adamic being into a twofold child of hell. It is designed to remove you from your identity, your heritage, your salvation, and your God. To remove you from the protection and blessings of your father, Yahweh, Elohim. Don't believe it? Don't think it's possible? I didn't say it would be easy, dear kinsmen. I just said it would be the truth. The truth is always controversial. I am trying to free your mind, but I can only show you the door. You are the one that has to walk through it. You have to let it all go, my dear friend. Fear, doubt, and disbelief. Free your mind. The Matrix of Deceit is a system, dear Israelite. That system is our enemy. But when you're inside and you look around, what do you see? Business people, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, mothers, fathers, children. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy and the enemy of Jesus Christ. These people are Antichrist, unaware and deceived. They are going around claiming they are saved, as if it is up to them. They identify as trans-Gentiles. They support the very people Jesus warned about. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of their hearts and minds are so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, dear saint? Or were you thinking about the game? Or those new shoes? So what are they? These devils our Savior warned us about. As Jesus Christ stated himself, they are the children of their father, the devil. Not supernatural beings, as tradition continues to be blinded to believe, but men. Slanderers, deceivers, accusers, who walk according to the lusts of their own hearts. They embody the diabolos nature, opposing truth, twisting the word, and persecuting the righteous. These are those vessels who infiltrate and subvert from within, hardwired to a system built on deceit, manipulation, and control. They move freely across borders, operating through global finance and political influence, embedded in every institution that governs the modern world. In the days of Messiah, they had already infiltrated the Israelite priesthood, turning the law of Moses into a tangled web of man-made traditions, Judaism, not the faith of the patriarchs. But a counterfeit. They claimed the name of Israel while rejecting Israel's God. They usurped authority and declared themselves gatekeepers of truth, all while mocking the true children of Elohim as goyim, fit only to be used. This pattern has not changed. Throughout history, they've repeated it. Rising within nations, corrupting them from the inside, and when exposed, being expelled, only to return again with greater subtlety. Now, they've done it on a global scale. Governments, legislation, media, news and entertainment, education, science and medicine, pharmaceuticals, agriculture, commerce, transportation, even the churches. All have been touched by their influence. They've reprogrammed society to serve their agenda, and it works almost flawlessly. and unless someone has been unplugged from the matrix of deceit, they are still part of the system, unwitting agents conditioned to defend it. Everything God made for good, they have weaponized: bread, water, light, technology, even the very identity of man and woman. This is the work of the devils our Savior exposed, those who appear as ministers of light, but inwardly are full of darkness. Inside the matrix, they are everyone, and they are no one, but they are the gatekeepers. They are once again the strong man. They are guarding all the doors. They are holding all the keys, which means that sooner or later, someone stronger is going to have to defeat them. That someone is Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer. But until the end of this age arrives, we must overcome. We must endure. We must come up out of her, my people. We must live according to the Spirit and not the flesh. We must not serve sin, but have it under our submission. We must rule over it. We can only survive and be preserved through this evil age if we have true knowledge and understanding, if we walk in the way, obey the commands in order to receive the Holy Spirit, and willingly and cheerfully do our best to follow the instructions given to us by our Heavenly Father, which are for our own good, so that we are able to discern what is truth and what is not, what is the dream world and what is reality. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends, you wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. But you will die in your sins, and you will wake up to eternal damnation. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I am offering is the truth. Nothing more. What happens next is up to you. May the divine influence be sparked within you and lead you out of this matrix of deceit.